Our final story this lunchtime before we go to the sports news. Father Brendan Hoban from the Association of Catholic Priests is on the line to tell us because you're issuing a stark warning, really, Brendan Hoban, about the shortage of priests. What is your message to the Archbishop about all of this and the senior clergy in the Catholic Church? What changes do they need to make?
Well, basically, we met the bishops last June, the 4th of June, and we made three suggestions to them. We discussed first the vocations crisis. They accepted that it was a real crisis. Their own figures would indicate that. We asked them what their plan B was. They said, well, they hadn't any plan B. Basically, they were going to encourage vocations, they were going to pray for them. And we said that this hadn't worked, it wasn't working, and the probability was that it wouldn't work. So we made three suggestions to them. We suggested that married men should be ordained. We suggested that priests who had left the priesthood to marry should be invited back, and that women should be ordained as deacons. We feel there's a very narrow window of opportunity now to do something, because we're facing into a huge crisis. The numbers, when you crunch them, there's mathematical certainty now that in 10 to 15, certainly in 20 years, there are going to be very few priests left in Ireland, and most of them will be in their 60s and 70s. So we feel that something needs to be done very, very quickly.
In a word, do you think the hierarchy are listening to you with an open ear?
They're prudent, very careful men, but sometimes prudence can lead to paralysis, and I think that's the situation we're in at the moment. Pope Francis has indicated that he is receptive to change in this area, and he asks the conferences of bishops throughout the world to do something about it. So we're appealing to the bishops to do something about it, to tell Pope Francis about what the situation is in Ireland.
Father Brendan Hoban of the Association of Catholic Priests, thank you very much indeed.